But first, the Trump administration is proposing changes to federal environmental rules to remove the requirement that climate change be considered before big infrastructure projects are approved. Under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, agencies have to consider the cumulative effects of the new projects. This change would remove that requirement. Supporters argue it would help move needed projects along, while critics worry it could give the green light to development that would contribute to climate change. With me to talk through what the proposal could mean is David McIntyre. He co-owns an environmental consulting firm in Tucson called McIntyre Environmental. And David, first off, what do you make of this proposal?
My understanding of it, and I have not looked at it as closely as I would like to, but my understanding is that it is really geared towards climate change and rolling back the analysis of climate change in NEPA documents.
Right. So a lot of environmentalists have been saying, you know, in the time since this announcement was made, that without this part of the rule in place, that projects that go into place could have a cumulative effect on climate change, and that wouldn't be considered as part of its environmental review process. How do you come down on that? Like, does that seem okay? Does that seem like a problem?
You know, the requirement to analyze cumulative effects was introduced. I cannot remember exactly when, but I do think it is a very important thing, because it's easy to look at a project in and of itself without looking at the cumulative effect of that project in conjunction with other projects in the surrounding area. And I think it is important to analyze those and realize where, you know, collectively they can have an effect that maybe the project by itself would not. So I do think, and particularly when it comes to climate change as a general issue, I think it is very important to look at the potential effect of climate change cumulatively as opposed to just the project level itself.
We have been reading a lot of supporters of this move referring to NEPA as burdensome and onerous and, you know, other words like that. As somebody who does this, how do you see going through the NEPA process? Like, what's it like?
It's a process that I think from when it was initially enacted back in 1969 to where we are today, it has gotten longer and more arduous. And that is due in part as we've become more aware of the environmental effects of many of our actions. In my opinion, some of these documents and some of these projects do take a lot longer than they probably should. There are a lot of reasons for that, but I still think it's an important process, and it really is one of the few ways to take a holistic look at what a project is going to do to the human and the physical environment.
One of the other things that we've been hearing is that NEPA was well-intentioned when it first went into effect, and you alluded to this, that it's sort of over time become, maybe takes a little bit longer, maybe a little more arduous and onerous. Is there a way, do you think, to maybe streamline the process while keeping in the components that it currently has?
Well, you know, the current administration has made a pretty strong effort to streamline NEPA with mandating page limits for documents and mandating time limits for the preparation of documents. I'm not entirely convinced that that has really done what they would have liked to see done, because I believe that a lot of agencies are trying to get around that by doing a lot of work up front, you know, that is required. That has typically been done after the, you know, the official initiation of the NEPA document. And that's what's led to a lot of these NEPA documents taking a long time. But I do believe that, you know, it is possible, you know, without the current administration's mandates, it is possible to make the process go more smoothly and more go faster. But it's really going to be incumbent upon the lead agencies to really decide what really warrants a hard look and what does not. And from what I have seen in the past is, you know, out of concern for litigation or some other type of challenge, the tendency has been for a lot of agencies to just kind of throw the kitchen sink at it and analyze everything exhaustively. And that's not necessarily necessary in many cases. I think it would just, if they could internally make the decision, hey, we're going to just go ahead and analyze what we need to analyze and go forward with it and let the chips fall where they may, so to speak, I think that could be done without any type of mandate from an administration.
If this rule change goes into effect, what do you think the ultimate impact will be in terms of the number and maybe the types of developments that are allowed to go forward, maybe the impacts on climate change, although those might be tough to gauge in the short term?
That's really hard to say for sure, again, without me having studied the legislation a little bit more closely. I mean, when you're talking about development, That brings to mind, housing developments, commercial developments, that sort of thing. And those are, unless you're in California, which has its own environmental law, California Environmental Quality Act, in many instances, like in Arizona, those are not subject to the NEPA process. So that would not necessarily affect them at all.
Do you think that other states might try to follow California's lead and institute their own rules and laws?
Many states have already, and yeah, I do think that other states could toughen their own internal environmental requirements.
David McIntyre is co-owner of the environmental consulting firm McIntyre Environmental in Tucson.